This is, in fact, an Amazon Dash. So if you don't know what this is all about, this is something they came up with. You stick it somewhere. Could be on your lavatory or wherever it might be, in your kitchen. You press the button, and if you've got an Amazon Prime account, the Kleenex tissues appear the next day. And I thought this was fantastic. When they first did this, they didn't know whether it would fly. And actually, it's really took off. And now they've got 150 of these buttons. So if we do a click, look what else you can get. Whiskers, cat food. You could all probably even teach the cat to press that. Go on again, another one. Nerf. Now, anybody who's got a 10-year-old, you really wouldn't want one of those buttons somewhere. But, you know. And then, if you've got a 19-year-old son, or like I have, look what you can get. The only thing is, how long will it take from the time you press it for the Turex to arrive? So I thought that was really fantastic. And the reason for showing you this is because, actually, the reason this is taking off, it's very simple technology. These were 99p last week, you could buy them, and it's revolutionary. What's revolutionary? The technology's actually been around for a long, long time, but somebody's took a very simple piece of tech and they've translated it into a usable service. You can actually hack these, and we have Hacker Hadwin in the audience here. I wonder what we could do with this, Mark. What could we actually do with these devices? You can connect them up to your Raspberry Pi and do all sorts of stuff. So I thought I'd just show you that. Anybody seen Bridget Jones, the first film? I feel like Bridget and her father turning up at a party in the wrong outfit. So I'm not really going to talk to you about hospitals. I'm going to talk to you more generally about the Lancashire and South Cumbria digital roadmap. So if we can move the slide on. This is our LDR. In reality, our LDR is all about keeping people out of hospital, stopping them going into hospital. So, you know, sometimes I think we've got to look at what can we do in terms of the wider population. For me, the trick here is to make things really easy for people. This is just a kind of general, so I'm going off on a little bit. Hands up if you've got access to your online GP record. Right, when you go away from here, go and get your online access. How can we talk about digital when we're not even doing it? So if we can't live the dream, how can we expect other people to do that? So I think it's really important that we lead, we are the change that we desire. So this is our roadmap. Just pick up on your point, David. Lancashire and South Cumbria is the biggest MIG user in the country. We broke it. The heart of our digital roadmap is all about record sharing. We've now got lots and lots of records flowing every day around the system. Actually, East Lancashire EMMA is one of the biggest users of this. That underpins everything. What we're finding through our SDP is that the new models of care that are emerging, guess what? They all need integrated shared records. And that's the key to moving this agenda forward. And then wrapped around that, you might not be able to see this, how do we get people online? Well, if we can't go online, why do we expect our people to go online, our population? So we've got to move that forward. Actually, there's some things we can do in terms of apps, and we're already doing some of that. I think is Orca in the room somewhere here? Yeah, over there, Andy, hiya. We're moving forward with the apps portal and doing things like that, which is great. Technology-enabled care, there is huge opportunities for technology, and some of the things you're going to see today are part of that. But actually, I think there's more things that we could do around this. So what I see is technology like the Amazon Dash, retail, consumer-based devices that can play a part in our transformational change. Using our data, the learning healthcare system, some of you may or may not know, I was recently involved in the Connected Health Cities program. I continue to support that program and is actually an instrumental part or a pivotal part of our local digital roadmap. And then making the infrastructure work. You can't underestimate how important that is. Our workforce are going to be moving across organisational boundaries in there. Move the slide on. So this is our STP for Lancashire and South Cumbria in its sort of summary two slides. What can we do? Well, We need to be thinking digital in everything that we think of in terms of service redesign. I've been doing some works with some of our STP leads to look at how they might design digital in from the outset of their new of the new models of care. Online triaging and signposting, there's an awful lot we can do with patients if we can avoid them coming into hospital. I'm sure you all know about this. Electronic referrals, an interesting point here. When you look at the targets that are in our LDRs, and we've all got an LDR, there's a target there about e-referral. If you go to, I haven't got my badge on, but if you go to, I went to the GP, I had to go into hospital recently. You go in, you see the GP, he puts his smart card in, he says, right, okay, you need to go and see a consultant, you need an operation, I'll refer you electronically. 2 weeks later, I get a letter through the post telling me to ring a booking management service, which I do. It tells me I should have run them the week before, so I kind of ring them up immediately saying, sorry, I only got this letter. I know, we only send them out second class. Okay, right. And then we have a conversation about where do I want to go, so I choose somewhere, and he goes, right, okay. And then another 2 weeks later, a letter comes telling me I've got an appointment. And the kind of irony is, in that letter, there's a code that says, if you want to change your appointment, go online and change it. And I'm like, well, why didn't you just give me that code at the beginning? That we have created a monster bureaucracy, interim solutions and things like that. So when you look at your, for example, looking at e-referral, what I'm saying we need to do is we need to think of the end-to-end process from the patient or citizen's perspective. It's not rocket science, this. And actually, if we're looking at optimizing e-referral, we want to do things alongside that. So we meet the target by, in our case, working with Mark here to move a tool forward for e-consultation to stop the referral if it's not needed. Then if the referral's needed, how do we make sure that it supports right care and other things like that? And then when it's received, the citizen, the patient can then move and book around as they need to. So we've got a whole range of things that are actually all intended to keep people out of hospital or avoid them coming into there. We're picking up on some of the Vanguard work that's happening in the Far Coast. Anybody from the Far Coast? Can't see anybody in here. The Far Coast have got this thing called the extensivist model. I'm going to trip over that, I think, at some point. And what they've been doing with that is they've been finding patients that are most likely to deteriorate and then intervening, and it's working. That's the kind of potential of data. And that's what we want to exploit through our learning healthcare system. All sorts of things around integration of records, record condition flags. There's all sorts of things you can do. You can just flag patients and then share and federate those flags. Predictive analysis, again, working with Connected Health Cities, really want to push this. We've got some brilliant universities in our region. They are massive assets for us, and we need to use them. Move the slide on. And then what can we do in terms of long-term condition management? We've got the tool that we're using with Orca, and then what we're trying to do is develop our workforce. We've got a program for prevention for diabetes, a whole range of things. What I think is important, that the in and the out of hospital care are completely stitched together. You can't separate them. I do think there's some things that we can do in terms of getting people out of hospital quickly. I don't know whether anybody else is looking at this, but I'd be interested to know if they are in terms of TTO type digital. What could you do in terms of discharge to assess? What could you do if you could give patients who would normally require a longer stay by using technology? Is anybody doing anything like that in there? Just so I can, brilliant, I'm going to need to have a chat at break time. See, it was worth getting up here. And then this sort of sharing of care plans, there's an enormous amount of opportunity around this. If you can crack end of life or mental health, those kind of complex, multifaceted services, then I think you're onto the right kind of footing around that. Whole load of things around prevention. We really, really want to try and keep as many people as we can healthy and well. We have 8 work streams in our patch. And one of them is prevention, and actually I think prevention threads into every single theme and work stream. And then back office efficiency across Lancashire and South Cumbria. We have a good history of integration. We've got single access Wi-Fi across the region. We've got free public access Wi-Fi again from a single thing. And then perhaps most importantly, there's something here about developing the citizen. You shouldn't really ignore that in all of our plans, not just in terms of hospital care, but in terms of community and primary care. We need to develop the workforce. And most importantly, the citizens to be able to. So we are actually looking at funding our local Go On campaign to develop the skills of our groups of patients with long-term conditions. And that's kind of me done, really. I've just kind of clean a quick flick through. I think we're having questions at the end, aren't we? Okay, thank you.